This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, if you missed hour number one with Nicole Russell and the whole Victoria's Secrets controversy in light of the Jeff Epstein suicide, you missed a very fascinating hour. You need to go back and get the podcast, which you can do at iTunes or SoundCloud. You can even watch it on Twitter when we have the steady video stream up. I don't know. It's like sometimes there's just like goblins in the equipment. I don't understand it. But anyway, welcome to hour number two of Radio Night Live from New York. Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you with us. And a number of years ago, I love telling this story because this predated Me Too. This predated any of the current controversies that we have. I was just sitting around thinking, you know what? We don't have a great outlet for articulate women that are not of the leftist mainstream persuasion to just come on and sound off. You know, you had a handful of people that were being tapped for positions at TV networks. And outside of those 10, 12 people, there's this whole universe. There are far more conservative-minded and fair-minded female journalists, editorialists, opinion writers, etc., than has ever been portrayed in the media. And so I had an opportunity to start a thing called the Ladies Lounge, where on a nightly basis, on a late-night radio show I was doing, we would be able to interface with some folks, different types of expertise. Some were like in the area of relationships, some were politics, some were psychology. So, I mean, it was kind of all over the place. But we moved that feature to this broadcast when that show went into afternoon drive and became the top-rated station for all of Salem, top-rated show for all of Salem Media in New York. We decided we would maintain the Ladies Lounge, but we would put it on the Saturday night broadcast. And so I'm always honored to have really clear-thinking, articulate women who have joined us. They're not always conservative, by the way. Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes has made an appearance in here, and others across the kind of political spectrum. But I do believe that we do better when we engage more voices and have them as part of it. And along those lines, Chrissy Clark is one of the newest people at a place called The Federalist. If you listen to me for any length of time, you know how much I appreciate that publication. But as we open up the Ladies Lounge for tonight, we welcome in Chrissy Clark, who is not even on her first appearance with us. This is her sophomore. She's returned. I didn't do enough. I didn't scare enough away the first time. She decided to come on back. Chrissy, it's good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
So your job at The Federalist is to cover what? What's your beat?
I am 2020 elections coverage, which is quite a beat to get straight out of college.
Sure. So does that mean you are tagging it to Des Moines and, you know, all the 185 million counties they have in Iowa for the next 6 months?
Yeah, I think I'll be heading up to New Hampshire for a little bit and then also over to Iowa just to get a little bit more in-person understanding of what's going on in the 2020 election. But for right now, I'm just covering the ginormous field that exists.
Sure.
In the Democratic side right now.
Well, and it is an enormous. I mean, I thought the Republicans had a big field in 16, but this is kind of blown past them, shattering the record. So, just for sake of my listeners remembering who you are, where'd you come from? What did you want to do before you went to college? I mean, is this your dream? Is this your dream job come true?
Oh Oh my gosh. Well, my dream job was to be a professional dancer. So that was like right when I, you know, entered college.
And because of the tone of the conversation tonight, I just want to make clear, you mean like ballet or performance, not.
Yeah, I wanted to be like a hip hop, a professional.
Yeah,
hip-hop.
not a Jeff Epstein dancer, but a. Yeah. See, it's just the day we live in, Chrissy. You have to ask these questions. It's so unfortunate.
So that's what I wanted to do, but I wanted to combine elements of performing when I got with dance, coupling that with politics, and I kind of found broadcast journalism in the middle of that. Now I can't even believe, like, once I started college and really got going and knew that this is what I wanted to do, I mean, if I had told myself this 4 years ago, I never would have believed that this is where I'd be, so it's definitely a dream come true now.
Well, I'm thrilled that you've landed at the Federalist. It's one of those outlets where I just think it does a world of good, and we need more of them. But I'm glad it's there. And working with Molly Hemingway, who by the way was back in the lounge just a couple of weeks ago with her new book, it's like setting the world on fire. You're surrounded, and you kind of get to be mentored by some pretty incredible giants in terms of who you're there with on a regular basis.
Absolutely. I said it last time I was on your show. I just can't even believe that this is my job and that these are the people that I get to surround myself with.
Yeah.
I really do feel like the luckiest girl in the world right now.
Well, that's great. Hey, just total sidebar here. I noticed that on Instagram, which, by the way, friends, you should totally follow Chrissy on Instagram and Twitter. She's got great content, and she's always kicking it out. I just noticed you posted a picture from Israel, and we're gonna take listeners to Israel in February. So I'm just curious, like, what's your connection to Israel, and how did you? Was that your first trip? What was the experience like?
So I went to Israel 1 year ago. Like, I would still be there 1 year ago. It was a really amazing trip. Hillel at Michigan State University offered a all-expenses-paid trip to leaders, like, they called it thought leaders on campus. So it was anybody. It was we had students from the president of Black Student Alliance, I believe, and then we had, like, the president of College Democrats went this past year, and I was the president of a conservative club as well, and other chairmen from different conservative clubs, so a ton of us went to Israel just to go, and we didn't even just go to Israel. We were actually privileged enough to go into, like, Palestinian territory, which is
nice.
Really, really cool to see, to get to see both sides of it, and they put a pretty neutral stance on it, which was great. But it's pretty difficult, in my opinion, to go there and be not on the side of more of the Israeli side, just because you see what people have in Israel. And that's not that you don't think Palestinians should have it. It's just you want everybody to have that because it's a westernized culture that is really thriving.
Well, and you know who agrees with you are all the Palestinians that have agreed to live as Israelis in Israel at peace with their neighbors. And there's a bunch. In fact, the Knesset now has more Arabs elected to representative seats than they've ever had. And it is a wonderful little miracle working democracy right there in the middle of the, you know, terror expressway, and the way that they keep their borders at peace and hold off the forces that are constantly coming at them as well as they do. I'm just blown away by it. Like, we could learn a lot from them. Anyway, so that was a complete sidebar. I didn't mean to get you. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we're glad to have you. And so let's talk a little bit about campaign 2020. Now, in the last week, Joe Biden has, he's really had to kind of take it on the chin here, because he's had not one, but a frequent number of foibles. But and people are saying, well, is he too old? And is it because he's old now that he's making these mistakes? And Chrissy, I was there in 2008 when he ran against Barack Obama in the primaries and said that, and just unapologetically went up to a reporter and said, you know, for a black guy, this Obama kid, he's pretty articulate. You know, he's clean, he's articulate, he's well-spoken. And I'm like, this is just classic Joe. Joe just says this stuff.
Right, he does. I mean, he literally, what did he say? He said that poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. That was just, the gaffes that he makes are just absolutely, not even uncalled for. It's just who he is. I think he's just who he grew up in a time where that was kind of more accepted.
Right.
Acceptable. But he kind of does, I think one of the reasons that keeps poll numbers is really high, is that he does pander to some of the more, like, woke culture. Just recently, he was asked by a, I believe it was like a Turning Point USA field staffer, what, how many genders he thought there was, and he responded, there are at least three. So I feel like that's when he says things like, oh, poor kids are just as smart as white kids, and then goes off to divert into saying, oh, well, at least there's three genders. He kind of does even himself out in some weird, odd way to, maybe he's, you know, losing some people that are like, okay, why are you saying that? But he's also gaining support in some of that far left.
Which is what he desperately needs, because I think it, right now, I think the reason he has the lead is because Sanders and Warren are both still in the race. And I think if one of them were to drop out and consolidate that really hardcore left wing of the base, I think he would be in almost immediate trouble. And if you had two people drop out, if you had a Harris and a Bernie Sanders drop out, I think Elizabeth Warren would be in a very, very strong position. But let's talk about that more as we come back from this break, because I want to get your opinion on even what the scuttlebutt is within the campaign 2020 race. We're covering decision 2020. It's something we're going to do a lot of between now and the primaries, which start in January. But we are closing in on the 400 day mark until the actual general election takes place. Can you believe that? It's just a little over a year until we do the whole presidential thing for real. And Chrissy Clark is covering the trail for thefederalist.com and joining us tonight. And we're very grateful to have her. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live coming back from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, if you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Times Square. People just meandering, and it's just a gorgeous night in the city. I don't know where it is where you are, but man, it is a great night in New York. We're speaking in the Ladies Lounge tonight with Chrissy Clark. If you want to follow her on Twitter, it's Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-Y-C-L-A-R-K, underscore. A lot of people forget the underscore, and then you can be like, where'd she go? Well, you got to get the underscore there at the end, but we're glad to have her back. This is her second time being with us. And Chrissy, I was just caught, I forget if it was on Twitter or Instagram last week, but you've got a new video podcast out that you're producing. Tell us a little bit about this thing that you titled The Reaction.
Yes, so I started The Reaction back in college when I was working with a brand new conservative publication that I started at MSU, and I really loved what I was doing. I was just talking to the camera, and it was really fun to, and I was getting good feedback as well. So I decided to step it up a notch and get some real equipment, a real microphone. That was just a big deal for me because we're pretty low equipment over here. So I ended up just setting it up, and I do it in my living room, and it's been really fun. I got some amazing feedback from people, and just I love what I'm doing right now. Yeah. But really what it is taking a Midwestern perspective and more of a, you know, feminine, obviously female perspective on the issues and talking about it with viewers. Because a lot of the time, one, the Midwestern voice is never talked about here on the coast. And I feel bad because that is really, I think, a perspective of morality and a moral high ground as well. That's kind of how I like to portray it, because people are always talking about how there's a lack of community in our culture, but I feel like Midwestern values are actually structured around that, and if we brought those into the conversation, maybe we wouldn't be feeling like community was lost.
I couldn't agree with you more, and here's the thing that nobody's talking about, and the thing is this, and this is the thing. Trump needs to spend exactly the amount of time that he's doing on the Midwest. If you'll notice where he's been holding his rallies, he's hit Minnesota, he's hit Michigan, he's hit Wisconsin, he's hit Ohio, he's hit Pennsylvania, and he's going to hit them again and again and again. He's going to go back and spend a lot of time in what we typically think of as the Big Ten country, which is exactly where he won in 16. And I think by doing so, Chrissy, he actually sets himself up to not... because he doesn't have to go, you know, beat people in Iowa and New Hampshire and everything else this time, and he's got $200 million in the bank, and he can just take his message directly to the voters now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get confused about how, if you're not from the Midwest, how to react to what's going on in the center of the country. A lot of people think, oh, okay, well, like, they're going to vote like this, they're going to vote like that. People really vote with their gut in the Midwest. They're not voting on partisan lines for the most part. In Chicago, they're definitely going to vote around partisan lines as well as Detroit. Big cities like that. But for some of the smaller cities and smaller areas, which is the majority of the Midwest, people are voting with their gut. People are voting based on what they're hearing, what they're, you know, what is going on in their lives to write that there.
Yeah, how their jobs and wages have changed, how their economic improvement has been affected, and I think that you're right. I don't think that people from the, and that's where I went to school in the Midwest. I don't think that those people care nearly as much about all of the transgender softball playing, track running, post birth abortion stuff that AOC is worried about. Like, I think they just look at that and they just go, that doesn't even look like America to me. I may vote Democrat in the past because, you know, we are a union family and we want some protections and big government, but I'm not interested in all that other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one issue, though, that I'll bring up, because it is in the 2020 trail as well, is climate change, actually, is a really big deal for Midwesterners. We come from, you know, this area of lots of lakes. It's very earthy and very land expansive, and then we also have a lot of agriculture that goes on there as well. And I think that Republicans really are losing in this aspect. And I've said this before. I'm going to talk about it on my podcast again next week. And I'm writing an article about it as well. I feel like Republicans are really getting climate change wrong and how to have a discussion about it wrong. And I think there's a correct way to approach it with conservative values. And I feel like that's starting to come up from the Midwest, from places like even like Washington State is doing a really good job of talking about it. Not Jay Inslee, but a lot of other people are. And I feel like that would really help to create a conservative or Republican stronghold in the Midwest as well.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. So let's talk a little bit about the debates in the fall. How many have qualified to be part of the next round?
I think Andrew Yang, who's polling at 1.3%, just made it into the Houston debates for the end of September. So I'm assuming if he's there, and he's tied with Tulsi Gabbard right now at about 1.3%, I'm assuming that should be like 8. Not 100% positive yet.
But any big surprises in who's not? I mean, I guess de Blasio's not qualified. Gillibrand's out. There's going to be several that may technically still be in the race. But don't you think that after that debate, if you're not on the stage, you're toast?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think that if you haven't been on a stage now, there's a lot of people that have not been on a stage that are still running for president, and I cannot believe it. But yeah, I don't think if you don't make it in.
Yeah, the official number is what, 24 at this point?
25, I believe.
Oh, wow. That's too many. I thought 16 was a lot. That's crazy. So let me ask you about a couple of fading stars, because we heard so much about Buttigieg and Beto when they were first, you know, kind of coming into the ranks, and they seem to have completely disappeared for the Bernie, Elizabeth, Kamala, Biden show.
Yeah, well, I don't think that Buttigieg has too much of a stronghold, because his own community doesn't really seem to like him all that much. But I think that Beto and Buttigieg get really good sound bites, and that's really only when you see them on the news. But they really don't pull in any significant or different type of voter that drives people to want to vote for them or want to put support behind them.
Well, but when you talk about someone who's fallen far in a very short period of time, though, Beto was thought to be the second coming in his Senate race in Texas, and he's having a hard time just even making sense after the El Paso shootings. I mean, I thought he really had some of his worst moments in the last 7 days.
Yeah, I agree. I just think that the problem with Buttigieg and Beto, both of them, really seem to, you know, they don't say the same stupid gaffe that Biden says, but in a way they say it in their own terms. They're very out of touch with middle America, and that's ironic because they are almost right back in the middle.
Right.
But Buttigieg will come and tell you about how you being a Christian and your way of being a Christian is wrong. Only if you agree with his policies and his idea of Christianity can you be a morally great Christian, which is ridiculous, and no one wants to believe that. And I actually really liked Buttigieg, and then he started doing that, and I was like, oh my gosh, I hope all your vote numbers just keep dropping.
Well, I think a lot of millennials felt the same way. For some reason, he did not get it across the finish line. Hey, so check out her podcast. It's called The Reaction. If you follow follow her on Twitter. You'll be notified of it automatically. You can also follow her on Instagram. Chrissy Clark is her name. She's a contributor for The Federalist. And, Chrissy, it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Thanks for joining us. Come on back soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, there's other news that we still got to get to tonight. And I want to just remind you of a great...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeffrey Epstein's victim's attorney, Lisa Bloom, is reacting to the millionaire sex trafficker's apparent suicide. Bloom says she was disappointed by the news because she was hoping Epstein would face his crimes and receive the punishment he was due.
We wanted Jeffrey Epstein to face justice. We wanted that day when he would be held accountable. My clients felt that that's when the healing could truly begin, and now they've been deprived of that.
The deadly murders in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio have prompted renewed calls for gun reform legislation. During an appearance on Fox News, Democratic Congressman Al Green of Texas outlines a bill that he'd like to see Congress pass.
We ought to take up the bills that are currently pending in the Senate to deal with background checks. This is very important. Comprehensive background checks.
The president did say he's willing to work with Democrats and Republicans regarding legislation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, before we're done tonight, I gotta do this. I gotta get my son's very first ever political activism, so to speak. My 9-year-old went after it today. Personal story, the family was involved in something, and he felt like he had to do something about it. So, I don't try to teach my kids, like, you know, hey, call your congressman and stuff like that. He probably gets a lot of that from just listening to what I do the rest of the week, but it's not something that I've always, like, emphasized. And, before we're done, I'll give you, because he was so ticked, he's written his first complaint letter. he's editorializing. So I'll tell you the story about that before we're done. All right, 888-340-3373. I will open the phone lines up. I don't know if you have anything additional that you want to add about what I said at the beginning of the first hour, which is simply this. We live in a day and age where we stand shocked that Jeffrey Epstein does the stuff he does and then ends up dead in a jail cell somewhere. And by the way, tomorrow's cover of the New York Post, they've already got the cover out, says suicide scandal. There's going to be FBI probes going into this for sure, because if there's even 1 ounce of dirty play here, I think AG Barr is really ticked, and I think he's going to go after him. So, you know, if the Friends of Bill theory had anything to do with this, if I were the Clintons, I'd just be, you know, just be as helpful as you can there, Bill and Hillary. And if it wasn't you, then good on you. But we'll see. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373 is the number if you've got any weigh-in on this. But so we're shocked by his and outraged by his actions and, you know, angry because, you know, he's able to do this and take these girls to his island and all these other things. But as a culture, we're also demanding that we let men model women's underwear in the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and we want to have all of the other rules of the culture and society that were ever Judeo-Christian in their origin. We want to pull all those down. So how do you even begin to keep a culture sane, much less moral, and get rid of all of its standards, and then still reserve the right to be shocked when the standards aren't observed and innocent people aren't protected? It seems to me the two go hand in hand. It seems to me that when you say, I refuse to acknowledge any moral authority and any objective morality, if you say that, and most Democrats do, most Democrats don't believe that there is a moral authority. They don't believe that there is an objective morality. That's the problem. That's why these candidates on the debate stages sound like absolute idiots, because they're saying one thing one minute, they flip a coin, they're going the other direction the next minute, and none of it is consistent. So having, you know, come to that reality, we're at a crossroads as a culture. What are we going to do? How are we going to make our decisions going forward? Are we going to believe that there is an objective morality that exists? Are we going to be saying, no, I just want to live by how I feel, and if I'm happy, that's all that matters, so there. This is the thing that we're dealing with now. Now, one of the things that would help us as a culture is to get back to the roots of where the common morality comes from. And the Holy Land, friends, if you've never been, it is just amazing. But just before we went on the air tonight, I got word that we have got the possibility for you to join us on a trip to Israel next February, February 20th through the 28th. 9 days in the Holy Land. Beautiful Israel. We will go to Galilee where Jesus lived, and we'll walk all through the areas that he did his thing in. We're going to go to the Cana site, which is where Jesus turned water into wine. People that want to get their wedding vows renewed can do that at the Cana site. I've never seen that. You can get baptized in the Jordan River. I've done that. There are a number of other things that you'll be able to see and experience that I've never been able to offer on any Israel trips in the past. This is going to be truly cool, truly special, truly amazing, and I've never seen it for the price that we're offering it for. $28.55 for 9 days in Israel. $28.55. You want information on how to go to Israel for under $3,000? Send me an email tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com. We have only got 50 seats on this trip. I'm going to send you back a link to so that you can see the full itinerary. You can see the pricing, single occupancy, double occupancy, all that stuff. And I'm going to give you a copy of my photo ebook from Shiloh to Shalom. It documented my first trip to Israel. I've got a coffee table version that we keep in our home, but it's 100 pages of pictures from where we went. And if you would like all of that for free, just send me an email tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. And then if you want to come, make plans to join us, because when the 50 seats are gone, they're gone, but we're going to have a wonderful time next February in the Holy Land. Coming back, story of my young one's first steps into activism when we continue.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Adam Barada, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
KMC. All right. right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. And I just want to say one more time, if you would like a complimentary copy of my e-book, From Shiloh to Shalom, this is what it looks like in the tabletop coffee table version. It's 100 pages of my first trip ever to Israel, and this is actually the cover shot here. This is a shot that was taken on the place called the Via Dolorosa. It's the final places where Jesus walked before being crucified. But if you're not a person of biblical history, you just are interested in world history or global politics, etc., it is still an incredible place to go. But we're going to see everything, at least as much as we can in 9 days. And again, the price, a jaw-dropping $28.55. I've never seen this anywhere. And you don't have to do anything tonight. If you would just like to know what the itinerary consists of and get a complimentary copy of my ebook, there's no obligation. I'm sending it out absolutely free, and several have already indicated that they're interested. We have only 50 seats on this trip, and at this price, I believe that they are going to go very, very quickly. So if you're in the least bit interested in going with us to Israel next February, get the information. That's where it starts. Just find out the information. I'll send you the link and the complimentary ebook when you send me an email to kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com to get it. All right. So, today, for the last 10 weeks, so this summer, we joined a community, pool community. We had formerly lived at a house that had our own pool, and my kids had been learning to swim the last couple of years and really good. They were having fun. This year, we moved, and so we don't have a pool where we live now, and so we had asked around, and there's like where we live, there's this little pond that people, you know, is man-made and ducks swim in it and stuff, and the lovely bride is like, no, I don't do ponds. So we asked around. Everybody said the same thing. Lifetime, Lifetime, Lifetime. You have to go to Lifetime. And they have several different locations across the tri-state area. Manhattan, Brooklyn, couple in North Jersey, and the like. And so we looked into it, and for about the same price it was going to cost us to maintain the pool that we'd had the last couple of years, we said, okay, we'll get the summer membership, and we will go. And the kids have just, every Saturday, they have just gotten tanner and tanner, and they've had the greatest time. And typically what we do is I take my 9-year-old to his Taekwondo, and he does the ho cha ho cha for like 2 hours, and then we go and pick up lunch, and then we take the lunch to the whole family at the pool. Now, for the last 10 weeks, we have walked through the front door at the Lifetime Club, and we have had the bags from The Habit. We love The Habit. The Habit is just the coolest. And so we've got the salad and the cheeseburger and the chicken nuggets from The Habit all in a bag. And we go out. We sit at the little picnic tables they have, and we clean up after ourselves, and it's spotless, and we're perfect. So I go today. We go to the Taekwondo. We get the Taekwondo home. We change clothes. We get ready. He and I go to The Habit. We pick up the lunch order. We go to the pool. The woman who was there, I think her name is Emily, she was like, well, you're not allowed to bring that in. And we're like, wait, our family's already in there, and they're hungry, and they're waiting for the lunch. Like, yeah, we don't allow that to happen. I'm like, well, you've been allowing it for the last 10 weeks. What do you mean that you don't allow the food to come in? She's like, well, no, I'm sorry, but you're not going to be able to bring that in. There's actually a picnic table out in front of the building if you want to go sit out there. I'm like, no, they're already in the pool. I have to go through the security to get into the thing, and that's where they already are, and, like, this is out here, and how can we have the thing? So I end up having to call the lovely bride and say, they're not going to let us in because evidently we're not allowed to have food in here, but they didn't bother to tell us that for 10 consecutive Saturdays in a row. So we ended up pulling everybody out and just going home and eating lunch at the house. So my son, very, very justice driven, says, Dad, it's not fair that they didn't tell us that for 10 weeks, and then we show up with lunch, and then we don't even get to swim because we didn't have the thing. And he was very, very irate about it. So I said, you know what? He's like, no, I want to go back there, and I want to punch them all in the face. I said, no, that's not going to work. We can't punch the people in the face. That's not how we solve the differences. I said, but what you can do is you can think about it and then write a letter. If you were going to write a letter, what would you say to them, you know, to deal with your feelings? No, not kidding. Not less than 10 minutes later, my activist son pens the following and brings it to my attention. Dear Lifetime Company, I hate your selfish rules that we have to pay for everything. Then I don't want to do business with you anymore. And that requires a full refund of our membership. Goodbye and good riddance. And then he stamps it. This is even the weirder thing. At the bottom, there's like a stamp with a skull and crossbones, and it says Skull Boycott. And it has a little C with a trademark next. He trademarked a Skull Boycott stamp to put on his letter to take to the Lifetime Company. Now, the management of Lifetime in the New York area, and you know exactly who you are, and you know exactly who you've treated this way today. I just want you to know, this all came from a little boy's heart that you broke. You broke him, and this is, he sent you the Skull Boycott stamp because you broke him. You told him for 10 weeks he could have lunch. See, that's what they want to do. They just want you to make you buy the food that's there, right? But I see people eating stuff all the time. They don't sell Oreos at the pool lunch counter. And I see the little kids, you know, get out and running over. They run over to the chair. There's the Oreo whips in their mouth. And they run back. And I know that there's people that's not being enforced. So, but goodbye. This requires a full refund of our membership. Goodbye and good riddance. I think I've created a monster. I don't know. If he gets this worked up about a pool membership, that, by the way, he'll probably be back at that pool this week. Because he was like, Dad, you have to boycott them. And I was like, well, I don't know if we're going to boycott them. I said, it's where we get to swim this summer. He goes, no. You have to do worse than that. You've got to blackmail them. I'm like, wait a second. You don't even know what blackmail is. He goes, yeah, it's using information that they don't want to have used to tell them that they need to do what's right. I said, I don't know, son. That seems a little off to me. But nonetheless, that was where he landed on it today. And so my son, my brave, wonderful, bold young man, standing up for his family and for their membership at the Lifetime Company today, requiring a full refund of our membership. Goodbye and good riddance. All right, Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KODE.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, live shot of the TKTS booth in Manhattan, and you can tell it's 5 to 11, and people are still out just hanging. I'm loving how they're just so chill. But that's what you get with a beautiful late summer evening in New York City, and we are glad to be with you. Kelly, who just wrote, said, do you think that getting a trip to Israel for my husband for Christmas is a good idea? Kelly, I think that's a great idea. You and your husband come join us in Israel in February, but you give him a little card on Christmas Day and say, hey, I got you. She was telling me more about the backstory. I guess they've always wanted to go and they've never been. So I'm telling you, if you've never been to Israel, you do not know what you have missed. And I've never seen this pricing before. At under $3,000 for a 9-day trip. Again, if you just want the information, there's no obligation. You can just get the itinerary and get a complimentary copy of my photo book that I'll send you that described my first trip there. Just send me an email to kmcradio@gmail.com, and I'll send you the link for the itinerary and then the copy of the book, and you can see for yourself and decide if you want to join us. But really, really cool, and excited to be able to announce that tonight. Okay, so there's going to be a lot of back and forth in the next 24 hours because there tends to be a lot of, I'm guessing it's just conspiracy and suspicion about what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. And given the fact that last weekend was so bloody with the shootings and so forth, I think in light of all of this, it's really a good thing that NBC did earlier today. NBC Universal has spent the last number of years, couple of years, getting ready to launch this movie called The Hunt. Meanwhile, on MSNBC, their cable outlet, Rachel Maddow has been preaching the danger of guns and how guns are evil and you've got to ban guns. NBC Universal, in the aftermath of El Paso and Dayton and California and Brooklyn, was going to release a movie next month in which this is the whole storyline. Elitist progressives kidnap Trump supporters, drop them into a field, and hunt them down with guns. Now, for some reason, it took NBC like almost an entire week after El Paso and Dayton to come to the realization that it might not be a good idea to release this movie. But literally, the people that they are hunting down, they may as well be wearing red Make America Great Again hats. It's just that obvious that that these elites believe that they have that kind of privilege. And you know what's telling about this? Is that I don't think elites really want to hunt people down and shoot them. Maybe they do. Maybe they just don't ever express that. But I do think that the elites believe that there's a certain way that they're allowed to live that does not include the way normal people live. And I think that that's what Jeffrey Epstein, whatever you say his name as, that's kind of what his life embodied. He provided these illicit, illegal services that abused, denigrated, raped, and possibly murdered women in the process. And in doing so, believed that he could do it with impunity because evidently the girls weren't that important, or the people that he were serving was so important they could just work their way around it. But we've got to put an end to this crazy, crazy stuff.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.